walked in. The groom yelled out, "I only do it when I'm stressed, and this is the last time." He begged her not to tell the bride, which she obviously did, and the bride called off the wedding then and there.
Welcome back to Two Mums, One Pod, the podcast for mums who don't have their shit together. Hello, Katie Williams.
Hello, Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. I have had a busy day with work. I had a busy day yesterday. I feel like I am just a woman on a mission.
Well, you look great, glowy, gorge.
I know. When you were like, "You look good," I'm like, "Wow, thanks." I've got nothing on my skin.
Really?
Oh, and it does look very glowy. Like
it really does.
It does. Maybe it's a little bit flushed. Because when you were like, "Can you record the pod now?" And I'm like, "Ah, I'm in the middle of cooking some food for myself. I'm gonna oh my god, okay, sure, hang on." So you know, you just made me hot and flushed.
Maybe I did. How has your week been? Has it turned around since last week?
It's been good. Do you know what? We've had so many mums come back to us and say how amazing last week's ep was and how amazing.
Yes, you guys loved it.
Oh my god, it's been amazing. And we just like we always say, we just want to make you feel like
I was actually anxious. Have someone. Yeah, but I was anxious because I remember like hanging out from you and being like, "Oh, I don't want to be that whingy bitch."
Well, that's what I said. And I said one of my best friends messaged me and she was like, "That episode, the best episode." Like that was like,
isn't
I love
that funny.
Yeah. And she was like everything. And she was like literally listing in dot points. She's like, "When you said this, when Katie said this, when this said," and she's like, it was all just so on point. And I said, "Oh my God, thank God," because we thought it was going to be such a whiny, whingy episode.
Mm.
And she was like, "Nah." She was like, "It hit the nail on the head for everything." Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's really, really, really great to hear. And I mean, that's why we fucking do this, hey, Tay, like so that other mums don't feel alone in this world. And also that, you know, and I think we touched on this really, really early, but like there's the Instagram side of motherhood and that looks peachy. And aside from your ones that want to show how raw they are and, you know, they like to show their stretch marks and shit, you know, those ones, which are cool too. But like there's a lot of glorified.
Oh, 100.
It's hard to.
That's even on
TikTok. It just feels so lonely. Yeah.
Like I follow this beautiful mum. She might have popped up on your For You page. She is in New Zealand. Her name's Britt. And she does like, she calls them like her sanity cleans. And she cleans her entire house. She's got a beautiful house. And every single day she cleans her entire house.
Does she do the hilarious?
Yeah, and she's really satire and she's really
funny.
It's hilarious. And the amount of times like people will comment on that and say like, "Oh, your life is so like why do you need to be so perfect all the time?" And to her, that's just therapy, cleaning her.
Oh, that's for me too. Yeah, exactly the same. Exactly. Yeah.
And it's like the amount of people that freaking comment on that and they're like,
"Really? Oh,
let your kids live." And it's like, just because she wants to clean her house and like it's so interesting to see that. But then also the opposite side of that is the mums just sharing that they don't fucking clean their house and that they're just like, "You know what? Everything was too much for me today." And I think that's where TikTok is so beautiful at the moment.
It's broken. I can't fault it.
Down.
Yes. And it's literally under the microscope rather than shiny pictures of.
But then you also do get the really curated, which is nice.
Yeah. Like,
you know what we should do? That TikTok trend that's going around, what Katie says, what color I would be. You know that trend that's like, have you seen the trend? That's like, and they do like, you ask your partner what you would be in all these certain categories. And the video is the answers. Oh my god! I have to send it to you
because you'll be obsessed with each other.
So addictive to watch, and people like do. People try like they remix it and they try and guess what's going to come up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my God. I'm interested. Have to show you.
I'm very, very interested.
We should do it because it would be hilarious, I reckon. And we could make it so fun.
All right, let's do it.
How has how's your week been?
Oh, on the up. Good. On the up. Tim said to me the other day, you're doing better this week. I can see it in you. You feel, and I'm like, yeah, I am actually. I'm feeling like there definitely were some moments that I fucking was screaming, mum. But
100%. That's just mum.
So life. Much but better.
I think as well. Like I've just handled mum life. I don't know if it was like us just venting on the pod that just got.
We were buckling on the outside. On the inside.
We were literally like up hot, like trying to get
out of I don't know if we said this when we were recording, but I pulled up the Zoom with Taylor and I just burst into, I was like, the kids are screaming something, and I just burst into tears and Taylor was like, oh fuck.
Anyway, it's so funny because we were both in the same spot, but this week I feel like I've been so much more, I don't know. It's like literally like a totally different person. Like I have been so much more chilled out with the kids. Like on Wednesday, I had some work to do, but the kids were home with me and I was just like, it is what it is. Millie joined in on a Zoom call that I had with a client.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's the first time that's ever happened. And I'm like,
Chill?
Yeah, she was so happy. She'd just woken up from a nap. But I'm like, I'm that type of person. I'm like, that's not okay. That's not professional. But then I'm also like, you know
we're
what?
We're called two mums and we're working with mums. Yeah.
We're mums. And I said to her at the beginning, I said, I'm so sorry. Like she might wake up. She doesn't normally, but she might. I don't know.
Obviously, and she did.
And she just woke up in the last 20 minutes. So she
nothing.
It was so cute. It was so cute. Oh, but yeah, lovely. I felt that shift and it's weird, but I like it. I'm glad to be happy again. Is that
same? Oh my God. Seriously, same.
Yeah.
Same. It's great to be on the app.
Oh my goodness. Well, I have a few funny, we've got a few funny things to chat about today. Do you know, Katie, who Trisha Paytas is?
Yes.
Did you see what she named her child?
I did.
I don't want to laugh, but I have to laugh.
Why would she do that?
So for those of you playing at home, Trisha Paytas is like a YouTube
sensation. She got really famous for doing mukbangs, which is like eating copious amounts of food.
She got famous from going on Ellen for speaking fast.
What?
And she had a Guinness World Record for the world's fastest reader. Yeah, that's where she came. Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah, that was where she came, like had her claim to fame. And then it just all.
And she's a compulsive liar. Have you seen all of the TikToks about her lying about shit? Going like, I'm not Greek. I'm not Greek. I'm this. I'm this. And then all these other ones, she's like, I don't know whoever said this, but I am Greek.
Yeah.
And she just lies about just the most random.
But I think so. It's come out to say that she's got like
bipolar or something
stuff. Yeah. And that, so she's got all of these things, but she's just one of those people that just says things for the sake of reaction to see what people will say. She wore that. Did you see her wedding? She wore a black wedding dress, like everything. It was just, it's all just a little bit dramatic. But she named her baby, which as well, can we just say that the whole of TikTok went a bit crazy thinking that the queen was going to, that Trisha Paytas's child was going to be the reincarnation version of the queen. Did you see that?
What? No.
Because she posted the night that the queen died, she posted on TikTok, not knowing, like she reckons that she didn't know that the queen had died yet. It was just like coincidence. Probably not. And she said that she was 1 centimeter dilated and everyone went into this frenzy going, oh my God, the queen's dead. Oh my God, Trisha Paytas is about to have a baby. She's going to give birth to the reincarnation of the queen. Anyway.
That's the downside to TikTok.
Literally, anything is anything. But so she ended up naming her baby Malibu Barbie. Malibu Barbie.
Like, surely that should not be allowed.
Is that trademarked? Can you name your child something that's trademarked?
I don't think that would be problematic.
Malibu Barbie, that's her name, right? That's that Barbie's full name, I'm pretty sure.
No, Barbie's full name is Barbara.
No, it's not. Hang on. Mm. Hey, Siri. Let's Google. What is Barbie's full name?
The answer I found is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Mm.
Millicent. Barbara Millicent. Wow. Well, you learn something new every day. I thought her name was Malibu Barbie.
No, I heard someone say that too, and I'm like, no. Wrong.
Like, no, I'm an OG.
Barbie. I'm an OG Barbie girl.
Are you a Barbie or a Bratz girl?
Babe, I'm so old. No, it was around my sister's age.
So only Barbie?
Yeah.
Or did you even have Barbies?
Of course we had Barbies. Barbies have been around since the 20s.
A rock to push along.
Fuck absolutely off. that's hilarious. But yeah, that's fucked up. See, yeah,
isn't that crazy?
They have been allowed to do that.
But like in Australia, like it got me thinking, like, I don't think America has any like restrictions on names.
I think like they do. I think like Jesus, like I think the baseline.
That's why you get Jesus instead of Jesus. Is that right? Isn't that the same thing?
Jesus.
Jesus is Spanish for Jesus, right? Yes, it is. I'm married to a Latino.
It's Jesus, isn't it?
No.
All right. Hang on.
Maddie's just here. I'll ask him. Maddie, what you're on the pod. What is Spanish for Jesus? Jesus.
All right. Okay.
Logan, can you say Jesus?
Jesus.
I love you, Logan. Bye.
Love you. Have fun.
I thought it was Jesus. Maybe that's the American way of saying it. Yeah, literally. Look. What do I say? How do I get Siri again? Hey, just, Siri. Yep. How do I pronounce Jesus in the different?
What is this? What do you mean? How do you pronounce Jesus in a different what?
It's Jesus because Madonna was married to a Jesus.
That's what I mean. I think they change it so it still sounds like Jesus, but it's not. But because Jesus.
But I think Jesus is just the westernized pronunciation of Jesus.
I think Jesus is literally something like,
I'm going to take it from
Zeus.
I'm going to take Maddie's word for it. But
Maddie is full-blown Spanish, so you can take his word for it.
I've heard his
mum swear a lot of times in the kitchen.
Jesus.
Hey, Zeus.
Here we go. In Hebrew. Here we go.
Jesus. Jesus.
Poloni.
Takes me back. Poloni.
Well, there you go. This is riveting content for you guys. You're so welcome.
All right.
But anyway, how crazy is that? Like in Australia, we can't call what queen and like any religious, any.
Yeah. There's so many here. Like .com.
Who would name their child .com? Like DOT. Could you do DOT middle name?
Yeah. Card? Yeah. Yeah. Let's have a look. Let me Google the list.
Oh my God. What are your top baby names? Let's do that.
Well, I can't give it. Oh, I've since deleted my list.
Why?
Because I thought I wasn't going to have any. Week,
she's like, fuck this. I'm going to delete my baby list. I'm having no more. This is the beginning of the end. I really like we said last week, I really like Harry, but I could never call my baby Harry.
Well, I'm not going to tell everyone my favorite list name because.
You don't have to.
Oh, my God.
I love Matilda.
Oh, I love it. I just had a client, Matilda, and that was mum, and she's so beautiful. Listen to the names that are banned here in Australia. Bonghead. Kowtow. Cyanide. Dickhead. G-Bang. IKEA. iMac. Mary Joanna.
IKEA. That's interesting.
Anzac. Australia. Baron. Bishop. Brother. Cadet, Captain, Chief, all right, all those ones.
King, Queen, all of that crap.
Ed Kelly, Monkey, Medicare.
Monkey?
Panties, Ranger, Robocop.
Okay, but hang on.
Smelly.
Smelly. That would be Logan's. He'd name his child Smelly if he had one.
Smelly Bum Bum.
Smelly Bum Bum. Who is the person that says, No, smelly is not allowed on the list.
You must not call your child. There must be a board. I wouldn't mind being a part of the board of names that you're not allowed to name your kids. But That'd be a fun job. So there's like, not even that many names. Like they're no, all like.
If you were to, so you know how saint. When you pick your baby, you
yeah, saint.
Saint and all of like that.
Officer, premier, president, King. Prime minister. Yeah, Satan. Satan's off. I sister, mean, you can't cut.
I've sister. Renamed some of mine Satan recently. That's just
Lady.
Sure. I like Lady. Lady's nice.
Lady in the train.
Is that weird that I like the name Lady?
It's like me saying, I like IKEA. Honor. Literally, half of the American celebrities' babies would not be allowed to be named.
No, literally. Like, but literally, so you have to submit your baby's name, right? So, like, you know, when you have the baby, you submit the name. Is that when it goes to the person and say it's Barbara sitting at the desk and she goes,
That's a no from me. She's just having a bad Monday.
Smelly? I bet the dad's trying to fuck with her. No. Like, does she get to choose?
She has a complex because she used to piss her pants at school or something and they used to call her Smelly and she's like, hell no, I'll never put someone else through this.
Smelly Melly, that was her name.
Smelly Melly. I went to school with a girl with giant titties and her name was Melanie Melons. Well, it wasn't her real name, just the Melanie part.
Oh, my God. You know, I think about school and I'm like, fuck, I was horrible. And I wasn't that horrible. Like, I wasn't one of the bullies, but, like, I played along with the drama. And I'm like, how horrible are kids?
I know. And just knowing that our kids are going to go through that.
Like, there was a girl at my school. I'm not going to say her name, but everyone would be like, oh, that there was two of the same name. And people would be like, oh, the one that smells like cat piss or the other one? And everyone would know her by that. And like, I just feel horrible that if I ever, I don't think I ever.
Did you really smell like it?
Yeah.
Not that that matters. Not that that allows anyone to call anyone that, but yeah, look, I was a bit
fucking horrible
day at times too. I regret that more than anything in my life, being a little bitch.
Yeah.
Again, I wasn't a bully, but
like. No, but it's now that you've had kids, you're like, fuck, I don't want my kids to be treated half.
Totally. But you also want to fit in with all the other kids.
Exactly.
So you're like, and that is by, you know, you just.
And like, even just not speaking up
for
someone, you're a part of it.
Mm.
Oh, fuck, we're horrible people. What was I going to say? Some people would say that we're bullies to hairdressers. And you know what? It is what it is.
I desperately need one right now, though. So.
Oh, my God, so do I. Look, I'm pretty much brown-haired now.
It looks good.
I'm not even blonde. Maddie loves me blonde. I'm going to get it done before our anniversary next week.
Oh,
Maddie, if you're listening.
Which he is.
We're staying at Crown for 4 nights.
Oh, my God, I'm so envious.
10 years.
I just put a call out for a nanny for the 4 days that you're in town.
Stop. I'm so excited. Actually, I need to talk to you about that. Sorry.
I love when we do like normal business affairs on the podcast.
I know. And people are like, this doesn't make any sense to any of us. Do you know what you were? Were you going to be named anything other than Kate? T? Kate?
You know what? Kate, no, I don't think I was.
You weren't? See, I didn't know what I was going to be.
Yeah.
And see if you can picture this. Asha.
100%. That's really forward and like progressive.
Yeah. And then there was Shay.
Yeah. I hate Tim's ex-girlfriend's called Shay and I fucking hate that bitch.
And then Brit.
Oh.
And then Taylor. And out of all of it, they chose Taylor.
No, I like Taylor and Asha the best.
I like Asha better than Taylor, but then I'm like, meh, Taylor, it is what it is.
Well, my best friend, she was going to be called, if she was a boy, Martin. And her name's Courtney.
Courtney's a nice name.
Mm.
I mean, it takes me back to like school days and like,
yeah,
Courtney's
yeah,
a bit of a bitch, young. But you know,
I didn't know any bitch Courtneys.
Oh, I did. Mum also wanted to call me and my brother, so I've got an older brother, Blaze and Sterling.
Oh, no. Yeah, what did your brother end up with?
I was going to be Blaze and he was going to be Sterling. Oh, now he's just Mitchell.
Gee whiz.
So my mum's like real out there. Like when I told her I was pregnant, she always messages me names. She's like, I think you should name your next baby Heart. I think that should be on the banned list, Lorraine.
H-A-R-T. Yeah. I love Lorraine. I like Heart, H-A-R-T. Heart. That's cute. I like that.
Logan, Amelia, and Heart. Heart.
Mm, okay, maybe it wouldn't fit the brief, but look.
Yeah, weird. Very strange. Anyway, look, I'm not going to name my child Heart. That's for sure. Maddie and I don't agree on anything.
Names?
Nothing.
Generally, I just have to, like, even if Tim doesn't like it straight off the bat, I just have to say it a bunch of times and write it down and leave it on bits of paper and I get it over the line.
So yeah. Did you choose Van and Olive?
So Van we chose together after like a year of dating. We're like, we heard the name. We're like, that's fucking sick. That's our first kid.
I love Van. It's such, and like when I tell people, oh yeah, like Van, they're like, who? And then I'm like, yeah, it's such a like fucking cool name.
It's cool, huh? Like it's it's a cool name.
He's like gonna grow into a cool, like it's gonna grow.
A lot of Asians are like Van because that's a really common Asian name.
Oh, is
and
it?
Also, yeah, and also Van. Tim at work had a delivery driver come in and go, and he goes, oh, my name's Van. And Tim goes, oh my god, that's my son's name. Like that's a unique name ish, you know, for an older person. And then he's like, I'm Greek. And he's like, are you guys Greek too? And Tim's like, well, yeah, my wife's Greek. But and he's like, yeah, my name's Evangelos.
Oh.
How cool is that?
And Tim's like, you know, my son's name is just Van.
Just Van.
Like nothing. He's not, you know, Evangeline or anything like that.
Just Vanny Van.
That's
fun. And then Olive, my grandfather died when I was pregnant with Olive and his sister's name was Olive. So
I remember that. I love
Olive.
Yeah. I love Olive so much. We always agreed on Logan. Like Logan had no other name. Like as soon as he was a girl, I mean, as soon as he was a boy, he was Logan and that was it.
And was if he was going to be a girl, would he have been Millie or you didn't even talk about that?
Luna.
Oh, I love Luna.
Yeah. So Maddie's dad had a dream when I was first pregnant, when I first told everyone he had a dream that I was pregnant and it was a girl and her name was Luna. And I was like, that's so creepy because that is
and
the name.
And why didn't Millie go to Luna then?
I didn't like Luna in the end. And I knew too many people that named their dogs Luna. And then I was like, I just didn't like it towards the end. And Luna and Logan, then I'd need to keep going with the L names because I'm one of them.
Yeah,
and I
didn't want to do that.
But I always, like I did work practice in a school and there was this beautiful little girl. Her name was Amelia. And I'd never heard the name before her. And it's a common name. And I fell in love with it. She was so gorgeous. And I was like, if I ever have a girl, I'm naming her Amelia. And Maddie was like, he kept saying, no, 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 no. And then on fucking Christmas Day, have I told you this story?
No.
So no, 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 nothing, nothing, nothing. Christmas Day. So I was due in February. So this is Christmas. We still didn't have a name. So only 2 months to go. And I'm like stressing. Like I was stressed AF. He stands up at Christmas lunch and he goes, all right, I have to make an announcement. And I'm like, what announcement are you making? My family, not his, mine. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Sit the fuck down. What are you doing? I was like, you need to tell me what you're doing. He's like, I'm going to announce the name that we've chosen. I'm like, we've not chosen a name. I'm like, what do you mean?
Was it kind of like a gift to you?
Well, so I'm like freaking, no, it wasn't a gift to me. He just, the whole time. So anyway,
lied.
I was freaking out. I'm like, tell me, you need to whisper it in your ear because what if I don't like the name that you're going to say? And then all my family get excited. Like, no, I can't have that. Tell me. And he whispered in my ear, he goes, Amelia. And I was like,
Yay.
I'm like, no way. I'm like, you're joking. Don't fucking joke with me because I'm not in the mood to joke. Like, don't. He's like, no, that's the name I've chosen. And then I was like, oh, I don't actually want to tell anyone. So we didn't actually go through with
Way. That's good. I think not telling people is
and
best.
Then, yeah. And he was like, yeah, the whole time. Like when we got in the car, he's like, yeah, the whole time I've loved it. I'm like, fuck you. You're a fucking ass.
Well, Olive was going to be Eva. And Van was going to be, you're probably not going to like this one, Rome, which was random. We stuck with it for a couple of months even, and then went back to Van.
I don't mind Rome, but Van is better.
Yeah, yeah.
Maddie really pushed for Indigo.
Oh, Indy, yeah. Very, very common. Yeah.
I like Indiana. I don't mind Indiana.
Yeah, I like Indiana.
I like having the nickname of Indy. So for Millie, we just call her Millie, but her name's Amelia. I didn't want to. Then Maddie actually wanted to call her Millie, and I was like, you know what? I just can't see
an old Millie. I like Amelia. I like keeping the traditional name for sure.
Yeah, I love it. And then he wanted Indigo, and I was like, get fucked. Sorry if you've got a child called Indigo, but I just didn't like Indigo. Anyway,
not for you.
Not for me. Not a vibe. Maddie's obsessed with it, but I just like he would still probably have our third Indigo.
Really? I know what I would do for a girl at this point.
I love when you messaged me that the other day, and I don't think it's the same anymore, but
no, it is.
Died. Is it the same? You're keeping it the same? I love it. Yeah. What?
That's a letter.
Okay, good. She was sticking her fingers up at the camera. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Yeah, I love that, honestly.
Don't you think it works with the other two? And it spells out the initials V-O-W, like we've taken a vow. Although in saying that, if we have a boy, then it's screwed.
What do you reckon you'll have?
A girl.
You reckon? No, I reckon we'll both have boys.
I kind of want a boy, but now that I love that name so much, I want a girl.
You want a girl because you can't see anything else. See, I have no names for either, so I'm kind of like, we'll have whatever.
Yeah, but in saying that too, I don't even know if I will have another.
You need to stop with the whiplash on this podcast, please. Because honestly, one week she doesn't, then she does, and then she doesn't. I'm like, I can't keep up.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. But then I literally, we went over to our friend's place, the Savo, and they have three kids, and I was like, I could get around this.
Was it chaotic?
They're very, very lovely children, like really kind, and they're not snatchy of toys and shit like that. So it wasn't really. I often find like, and the eldest one is going into school next year. So she was sitting on the bench coloring. Perfect. And the baby. Yeah, exactly. Right. And the baby was, she's like one, she was walking around. So they're three under four, which is pretty crazy. But
it wasn't today with four. Two were older, so 12-year-old and 9-year-old, and then two really close together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm like, you are a saint. But apparently, like, anything after four, anything after three, is a bit hard. Anything after four is just adding on.
Well, you know, a lot of people told me that the jump from two to three is not even hard. And then I asked my friend, and he was like, he said you don't notice it to begin with because it's not a big change from that, but the juggle and the chaos and the fact that it's just never ending, that's the hard part of three. And also, like, two can wake up in a good mood and the third one doesn't, it just has this flow on effect. So
I had a kind of think about it the other day, and I was like sitting there, I'm like, two, I was walking around the shops with just me and both the kids, I'm like,
two's good,
I've got it down, they can both sit in the trolley, either one of them will sit in the bottom of the trolley, stand up, whatever, they'll take it in turns, they'll swap around, it's fine. Where would a third baby go?
Totally.
Like, where?
Well, it would realistically go in the carrier. And also,
or do you just not go child out when you've got three
together? No, you don't do that. But a school child would go. Yeah, but see, then that's
no, you don't go out, or no, you just don't go
just
out.
Don't do it. Just don't have a third one.
That's it. Get your tubes tied.
I don't know. See that, but then I just envision myself with three grown up kids. You know what I mean? And I feel I would feel a void.
Yeah, I know I'm definitely not done, but I also don't see myself with three. But then I also jumping to two, I didn't see myself with two.
Oh, I definitely saw. I saw myself with three all along.
You're not done. You're not done at all.
I'm a fool.
No, but you make fucking cute kids too. Why would you stop?
Oh,
you're contributing to society.
Inflates me. It destroys my vagina.
I'm actually worried if you were to have another, like, you need to be careful.
Mentally be careful.
No, physically on your health, man. You spent more time in hospital than anything. Well, not really.
I know, but I didn't have any other altercation. I mean,
it would be interesting to see if you have a boy.
Oh, yeah. If that's just a girl thing.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then you need to have a fourth and try to see if it's a girl to see if you have
the same. Oh, no, thank you. Just for everyone following along at home, I had some like heart complications when I was pregnant with Olive, which was pretty fucking hectic.
You could, like, really I would always message Katie and she'd be like, Yeah.
Oh my God. It was scary. And we're like, I tried to act cool, calm, and collected, but I was fucking scared.
No, I was scared for you.
And I was wearing like heart monitors.
And Katie, anything to do with your heart, you have to go to hospital. You know, it's important.
But there was this fucking super hot doctor on the cardiology ward, and he made my visits there so lovely. Although I was a big swollen beast. I was like,
oh my God.
And his name is Tim as well. And I'm like, hello, Dr. Tim.
Dr. Tim, I love that.
Sorry, no, it's just so you.
Do you have a story for me?
Do I ever? All right. So I saw this. So a person I follow wrote a like Q&A box, and it was like, what's the worst thing you've ever seen at a wedding? Right. And she gets this text. DM.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just read it to you, and I'd like to hear your opinion on what you would do if you were the bride.
Okay.
And this is absolutely 100% true. A friend is the photographer in this story. This happened over here in America recently.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding was about to start, and the photographer wanted to get some final photos of the groom with his parents before it started. She walked into the room where he was getting ready, only to find the groom was breastfeeding. Yes, you read that right. He was breastfeeding from his mother's breast.
Oh, you meant he was breastfeeding a baby.
So did I when I first read it. Yeah. The dad was in there chilling with them as if nothing was happening. They were so startled when the photographer walked in. The groom yelled out, I only do it when I'm stressed, and this is the last time. He begged her not to tell the bride, which she obviously did, and the bride called off the wedding then and there.
Sorry. This takes breastfeeding.
I was thinking, like, this is so weird. Does she not know that he's like?
But how is her supply lasted that long?
Well, obviously, it's been happening frequently.
It must have been happening at least once a day.
Or maybe she was pumping. I don't know, something. But yeah.
How old do we think the guy was?
Well, if you're getting married, probably about in today's age, 27 to 30. Cooked.
I'm gobsmacked.
I was too. I was too. That's why I didn't send it to you, because I was like, I've got to read this to you on the pod. And
I have a friend. She's a beautiful doula here in Perth, Lauren. She is. She breastfeeds her. She's got a 5-year-old, and he has one breastfeed at night, and she's out to like normalize it and like. Great. Like, you know, like
power to you. Yeah.
Yeah. You do you. Like, and she's out there, you know, doing the thing. And like, she doesn't go to school and stuff, but she's actually in the last 2 weeks, she's been in the media because it's come out and people have bullied her for it. But like, this is a whole new level. Like,
oh, this is not for health.
Like, he only does it. And the fact is, he didn't tell his future wife.
Totally.
How many times have they snuck off in the bedroom and had a little bit of a suckle?
That's so weird and intimate. It's so weird.
It is like very odd.
Going through puberty.
But can you? Okay, hang on. I'm just picturing in my head.
How was he standing?
Was he like, did she have his head cradling him? Arms like a little.
Was he laying down with his legs up? Oh, no.
And he's in a suit.
Oh, with shiny patent leather shoes.
About to
and
say.
And a bib.
Yeah, just in case. It dribbles down his throat, his cheek.
And he's side. Just like suckling. I don't know if I would call the wedding off, but I would be fucking crook. Like, I'd be like,
I would be like, why didn't you tell me? I don't know if I'd be angry. Yeah, I don't know if I'd
call I'd be more disturbed than angry. I think.
I would be a little bit I'd be a little bit traumatized. And you know what? When the photographer comes in to tell you, you'd be like, that's you're lying.
I can't believe the photographer told them. Oh, I took the photo. Look. I can't believe the photographer dobbed. Like, if that was me, I'd be like, I'll send her an anonymous letter in the post in a couple of weeks. I would not have gone straight to the bride and just destroyed the day. Because, like, you act, you get something crazy, you're going to act completely on.
But then also it's like, okay, but does, well, the thing is you'd probably walk into that and go, the wife knows. But because he said, don't tell my bride or whatever, so then you go, okay, but she deserves to know before she marries you, right?
Yeah, but is that really up to the photographer? Like,
well, what if he was making out with another woman?
Oh, I'd tell him that instance. But like, making out with his mum's titty.
Having a little suckle, getting a little bit of extra nutrients to sleep through.
But it's so weird that he only does it when he's stressed, so it's comfort feeding.
But like, it's getting married isn't stressful. Like, you should be excited to see your bride.
Nice job.
I saw that TikTok. I feel like I'm the queen of fucking TikTok on this.
You are the queen of TikToky. Yeah.
You can tell I don't do much with my life. All her references are TikTok. I saw a TikTok of this woman, and you might have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
She was hired to do a wedding. And she was like, yep, no worries. Yep, paid. Her band was hired to do the wedding. Awesome.
Oh, do you think that's real?
I don't know. But they went to the wedding and she was like, he doesn't know, but the band that he's hired, it's actually me. I'm the head singer. He cheated on the head singer with his current, the woman he's getting married to, and she sang at the wedding and did, like, she turned their first dance song into a hate song and then
But see, why would you do that though?
Yeah, it's a bit vendetful.
Like, a time and a place, vendetful? Right?
Is that vendetful. A thing? No, but also, like, I'm also kind of like, power to you, sister. But then I'm also like, don't fucking ruin that woman's life. Like, she might not have known that he was with you when, you know, but then also he knew, so it's his fucking fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Life.
But still, like, you wouldn't expect for it to come back to you like that, would you?
Well, yeah, a bit traumatic. If someone turned around at, ooh, I mean, I don't have an ex, really. No one's got anything against me. I'm a saint.
Wow. Imagine actually ruining that though. Like, that's
imagine your wedding, you're doing your first dance, and the guy that you shat in his sink showed up.
He's actually in a band. So, I mean, I wouldn't get surprised.
There you go. And he sang, I don't even know what's a shit song.
No. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, do you have a recommendation for me today, Katie?
Oh
my God.
I did have one, but I can't remember now.
I have one. I'll tell you.
Okay, go.
Okay. This is my recommendation. I have been on the hunt for the perfect, coming into summer, the perfect pair of shorts. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want denim. I do want denim, but I didn't want anything. Like, denim can sometimes be super restrictive. I wanted something different. I've got some linen shorts. So anyway, I found these beautiful shorts from Ganda.
Mm-hmm.
You know Ganda, yeah? I'm wearing them, so I'm going to show you.
Show me. Oh, yeah, cute. Love the color. Yeah, love the fit.
And they're like, they're corduroy.
Oh, cute.
So they're super comfy. But anyway, the fun thing, which I found today when I put them on for the first time, in the zipper here.
Yeah.
It says, be kind to yourself.
Oh, that's lovely.
How nice is that?
So nice.
But they fit so perfectly. And I struggle with shorts and jeans, like pants, to fit me around the waist without being gapey at the back.
Sure.
And these perfect length.
Yeah, they look great.
They're so comfy. So I'm going to go back and get them in every fucking color I can. So that's my recommendation, shorts from Ganda. And they make you want to love yourself a little bit more as well.
Oh, that's so freaking cute.
You're like, oh, you're such a child.
No, it's cute. I love it.
If you haven't shopped at Ganda,
I love Ganda as well. Fantastic. They've always been great and they're really, really cost effective too.
Yeah, I like them too. The quality's nice. Tell me your recommendation. Hurry up.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Okay, I bought Olive for her birthday, the most gorgeous. Can we just
say, Olive is one this weekend.
Oh, I know.
Baby girl.
Oh. I bought her the cutest little tutu and singlet combo that says one on it, and the tutu's divine. And I bought her a gorgeous little denim jacket with pearls all
cute.
Over the shoulders.
You need to get yourself the company matching
called
one.
Oh, yes. Well, the company's called Blanche, and that's who, Blanche. And that's who I want to recommend this week because they have awesome, like, monogrammed stuff. And, like, this stuff is so gorgeous. And it's for all adults and children and stuff like that. But check it out. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
I love that. I'll have a look because I want to get something cute for Kenny.
Yes, get her a little denim with the bloody pearls.
Cute. Well, thank you so much, Katie Williams. I will chat to you next week. Try and do something entertaining this week so we've got a good pod for next week. We have a few good things.
We've got an amazing guest coming up, and I'm so pumped. We just don't know when it is, so I don't want to spill the beans.
Hopefully we can record that soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping next week.
And then we can get it done maybe over the weekend. If she's
interesting. We have to do it in two separate parts because of a special reason, which I'm not going to tell you. So stay tuned, guys.
So excited. I'm so excited. Okay, well, we will chat to you soon. Like I said, Katie, do something fun so we've got something good to talk about on the pod. Thank you very much. Olive's birthday. But, yeah, we hope you make it a good week and we will chat to you next week.
Ciao for now.
Bye.